You're listening to The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on Valdosta's information leader, News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
All right, back on The Morning Drive, top of the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday morning. We should have like some kind of special election candidate music whenever we have one of our local candidates in, but 30-day special will do. That'll always be a good thing. Joining us this morning is Tim Carroll. Tim is a Valdosta City Councilman running for re-election on this November the 3rd. And Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I hope you pick the music, though. I'd be really suspicious for some others to pick that music.
We do maintain that control here. Yeah. So. Tim, good to see you. Tim joins us often during the year whenever it is needed to preview our city council meetings from time to time. And first of all, Tim, congratulations on putting your name back in the mix. As we tell everyone who puts their name up for public office, that is an important part of the process. And so we thank everybody for doing that. And this is not something I know you take lightly.
Oh, absolutely not. Being a public servant is, you know, really an honor. There's a lot of joy in doing it. Not that there's, you know, every day is a peachy keen day. It's
sure.
Not.
Right, but, yeah.
I certainly enjoy doing it and feel like I can contribute and so forth and so on.
And you've been very active, not only going to council meetings, obviously, and that kind of thing, and voting on the issues, but you've been very active in other parts of it as well, committees and task force and things like that. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you've really enjoyed being on in your time as councilman.
Well, anybody that knows me knows I've always been an advocate for Moody Air Force Base. I've served not only on the local chamber military affairs committee, but I also served under Governor Perdue's military affairs committee. Mm-hmm. And was one of the co-chairs for Moody Air Force Base during the last BRAC. Mm-hmm. But I do currently serve on the South Georgia Military Affairs Council. That's a council that's made up of folks from Lanier, Cook, Berrien, and Lowndes County. Mm-hmm. We're currently working on projects. I have one in particular that I'm working on with another gentleman from Moody on just some issues to help Moody out and keep her strong, keep her going. Mm-hmm. I do also serve as the council appointee to the Conference and Tourism Authority as a board member on it. I've mm-hmm. been on there now in my 8th year. Obviously, the Conference and Tourism Authority plays an important role in the community, and I enjoy serving and contributing to that group. And then during various times on city council, we periodically have to review our banking relationships, our audit relationships. I do serve as the council appointee to serve on the task force that reviews those and brings recommendations before council. Mm-hmm. But there's been other task force that I've served on as well. And I enjoy engaging in those things.
You've served 2 terms as councilman, correct?
That is correct.
You're going for your 3rd term now. And Tim, as I'm sure you're a small business owner of Farmers Furniture, you've had that for, I don't know, how long?
Moved here 32 years ago to wow. open that store.
How about that? And so as a small business owner, and obviously that takes probably the preponderance of your time as well, I'm assuming it probably went through your mind, is this something I want to do again? Because it is, I mean, being a city council person, it is taxing on your time and your family, man, of wife and kids, everything. So did it ever run through your mind, is this something I want to do again?
Well, you know, at one point I was kind of thinking I would step down. Mm-hmm. Now, I won't deny the fact that I do have some other offices I've considered running for. Mm-hmm. But after a lot of contemplation and conversation with friends and supporters and so forth, and you know, we've got things I want to get done.
Right.
I want to see the wastewater treatment plant done. I want to see the forest main done. I want to see everything that we're currently doing to upgrade and improve our stormwater, wastewater, and water systems. Mm-hmm. I mean, because these are big economic tools.
Right.
They're important. It was important for us to fix them. It's important for us to have them to where they can help us grow mm-hmm. in the future, which I do believe that's the case. But there's also, the next several years are going to be some pivotal years, I think, for our city government. We're just now, since 2008, really starting to see the tempo pick up on economic development. We currently have a major prospect. We're in the short hairs on it. We have like 10 national brands, commercial and retail businesses that are looking in our area. And you know, when you look at those kind of things, trying to play a role, because, you know, it's not totally something I do on my own.
Sure.
It's really teamwork. Is to get these things going and to really kind of get us past the turn that we saw back in 2008. And, I'm very encouraged that we're going to see, that we're seeing the kind of economic activity that we're seeing right now.
Again, Tim Carroll joining us this morning. He is running for re-election and on the Valdosta City Council. Now, one of the other things I know you've been very involved with and very passionate about is transparency, but even more so than that is making sure the citizens know what government is doing. I know you were part of the creation of the City Government 101 class.
That's correct.
Which has been pretty popular, I think.
It absolutely has. It's been a great program, and I encourage everyone and anyone, you don't have to just live in the city of Valdosta.
Right.
You can live in Lowndes County and be a part of this program. But it's a great way to get some insight into how city government operates. Mm-hmm. I tell everybody that one of the most great parts about being an elected official is learning all that goes into your local government, how it functions, because there's a lot of moving parts. I especially when you talk about water and sewer, I go, I never thought I would learn so much about water and sewer.
But you've also, that's one of the things you've taken part in a lot, as the Municipal Institute training for elected officials, and also the Georgia Academy for Economic Development. You've done a lot of work with that.
Well, I felt like that if I'm going to sit in the chair, represent the people, I owed it to them to try and learn as much as I could about what I do and in my role. Mm-hmm. And yes, the Georgia Academy for Economic Development, I was nominated to participate in that, enjoyed it very much. And between the University of Georgia and the Georgia Municipal Association, they offer tons of opportunities for elected officials to learn, mm-hmm. Everything from basic, budgets 101, right. To revenues, to, economic development and other things.
Do you feel like your small business background and being a business owner how has it lent itself to your time as a councilman?
Well, it does allow me to bring a perspective, mm-hmm. To council. For instance, when we talk about budgets, of course, in my business, I deal with P&L statements and balance sheets. When you come into local government, you have a general fund, and then you have several enterprise funds, and they all stand independent of each other, but yet they're all connected with funds flowing back and forth.
Right.
So it really did help me understand, how the budgets work. And within that process, it helps to say, here's a spot where we can cut a little. We can save a little, or we can move this from there.
Right.
So it's helped in many respects with helping lead council and do my part in balancing our budgets. But it goes, I served on the cafeteria plan for the insurance for our employees with the city.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an interesting experience where we had all these RFPs from different insurance companies. And when I came away from it, I learned that my own company needed to look at one of these.
There you go. So you learn something from one another. So.
Yeah.
And also, I might want to mention, and I think I'm right in this, Tim, you're the only councilman to receive the Chamber Champion of Business Award, only councilman?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up, because, back a couple of years ago, I played an important role in standing up the SORT committee with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
The SORT committee's specific role is to address business development issues with local government.
Mm-hmm.
These may be regulations, they may be codes, they may be, zoning issues, sign issues, a variety of issues interfacing with zoning, permitting, and inspections. And matter of fact, we're still working on projects today. I have a meeting this Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
With that group to talk about some things that have come up that we're working on. But as a result of that work, I was back in, I believe it was 2012, given the Champion of Business Award by the Chamber of Commerce.
That's a very nice one to get. And
it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And not only because you wore a white tuxedo to a chamber event, they gave it to you anyways. The team's been very active with the Chamber of Commerce as well, and really all parts of city government. And you mentioned that wastewater treatment plant, although it's not done yet, that's got to be, just to see where it is now, a pretty good source of pride for all the council to see how that's coming along, because that's something that everybody knows has been an issue in the city for years. And it just, as you talk about the next few years being crucial and kind of being a crossroads in a point of time, that may be the biggest thing coming up that's going to really change things.
Oh, absolutely. One of the important things in it that we need to point out, and there's two. First is we got to thank the citizens.
Yes.
I mean, the citizens stepped up, said yes to that SPLOST with a dedicated $55 million to these projects. And, you know, they saw the need and they saw the future. Mm-hmm. So my hat's off to the citizens. But this wastewater treatment plant, when you think about different prospects, and I'm going to use one that's located here in the last few years, and that's Martin's Famous Pastries. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why Martin's located here was, A, the quality of our water, because uh-huh. they do use a lot in the manufacturing process. And second is the ability to, that they did not have to pre-treat their effluent. Now, sewer is what we're talking about. Right. But a lot of manufacturing companies, the discharge from their system into our sewer system uh-huh. Can be pretty wicked stuff. Uh-huh. And our system is capable to handle that, so they don't have to have that extra expense of pre-treating their effluents.
Right.
So there's two reasons, water and sewer, to why a really good local company located here.
Yeah, that's big, and of course that's something that continues to, as you said, is moving now ahead of schedule, I believe, as far as.
Oh, yeah. We're running a year ahead on one and about 6 months ahead on the other.
Yeah. And again, we've had a lot of rain here in the last couple of years, but it seems like it's been handled much better than it was a couple of years ago. So.
Well, this is a what we call a design-build approach. Mm-hmm. Instead of going out and let engineers design a system, and then you put the design out for a bid for a contractor to come in and build it, we use a design-build approach, and it really lets you move the construction time up a good 7 months to a year. So they can, as they encounter various components to this project or these projects, they can just adapt as they need to adapt. And it's one of the advantages of the design build approach.
Again, Tim Carroll, city councilman, joining us this morning. Tim, you've gone to a lot of forums that we've had over the last few weeks, I guess, involving all of the candidates. Have you been surprised by anything that you have heard? Of course, you talk a lot with your constituents, probably on a fairly regular basis, of different kinds of things. Have there been issues come up, or is it kind of the same things that you generally deal with as a councilman?
You know, a lot of it is the norm. Of course, we have a large number. There's 15 candidates for city council races mm-hmm. this year, which I've never seen that many running at one time. And all the incumbents are challenged, myself
right.
included.
Right.
The you hear the normal stuff that somebody that hadn't been in doing it or attending council meetings, you hear the normal comments, you know, well, I think we need to do this or we need to do that. And a lot of it is perception driven.
Right.
You know, probably one of the more frustrating things that that we do deal with the city as well as the county and others is this perception that, you know, the city's not doing this right or the county's not doing that right or, you know, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And in reality, the facts state differently.
Right.
But that's pretty normal. But yeah, you do hear that. But I guess with 15,
yeah,
we're hearing a lot more of it. I'm hearing some promises out there that I'm going, yeah, I'll be interested to see how you pull that one off.
because you've been there. And so you know what it's like to, again, when your ideas are fantastic, but you have to have a plan to execute them. And oftentimes it comes down to dollars.
Well, on city council, first and foremost, the only thing you control is one vote.
Right.
It takes four to get something done.
Right.
But it's also about relationships. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, blessed to have, you know, been engaged and therefore have made a lot of contacts, not just locally. I frequently contact and speak with my colleagues over on the county. Mm-hmm. I also, you know, have contacts with state reps and federal. We're, you know, with the flooding issues that the involvement we've had there with the Army Corps of Engineers mm-hmm. and representatives from the DNR, the EPA, you're just going down the list, NOAA.
Sure.
It's, those are relationships and collaboration is how a lot gets done.
Yeah.
And I have been fortunate that over the last 8 years to develop some good, strong relationships.
Again, Tim Carroll, councilman in District Five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. I sometimes get mixed up this early in the morning, but running for re-election again, the serving two terms, running for re-election again this year. The November the 3rd election coming up. And I do want to remind folks, today is the last day that you can register to vote.
That's
in
correct.
That election.
Yeah.
Of course, early voting begins next week, so it's going to be right here upon us. And again, Tim Carroll's name will be on the ballot for those in District 5. I want to mention your wife was a teacher at Lowndes High School, correct?
That's correct. Yes, yeah. She is. Good morning.
There you go. That's right. And you're part of the married up club, as we like to say. So
yeah.
As many of us are.
Some say my better two thirds.
Yes, right. Exactly right. But I know you do seem to be one who really does enjoy the council work. I mean, you really like to kind of roll your sleeves up. I know, again, we've had you on the show many times in the past to talk about certain issues and just kind of laying it out and say, here's what it is. Not everything's perfect. Not everything on any city council is, or in any city is perfect, but, you know, we got to figure out a way to work our way through it. And that's kind of the attitude I think that you've had.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my reputation amongst my colleagues is that I always come prepared. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done my homework and, I have been, for some, a go-to guy. I have other council folks that have called me on different things and asked me for some information, et cetera. It's fascinating, you know, all those components that we talked about earlier. There are so many components, and some of them do put you in a situation where when you're sitting there at a council meeting, half the room's going to like what you're going to vote, and the other half's not going to like how you're going to vote.
That's right. That's just par for the course.
This just comes with the territory, and there's no getting around it. And I had one time, and I will confess this, that I have made two political votes in the 8 years. They were early on, and they were tough issues. Sure. You know, had big groups for and against, and in both cases I went home that night and had a real tough time going to sleep.
Really?
I mean, because it just bothered me. I said, you know, I made a political vote. I didn't make a vote for the right reasons.
Right.
And I vowed to myself I would never do that again. So I have not. If you don't like the way I vote on a given issue, I understand. We'll just have to disagree. But right. I'm not going to vote politically. I'm going to vote because it's doing the right things for the right reasons.
If folks want to get in touch with you, Tim, before the election, just to speak with you, find out more about things, whatever, what's the best way to do that?
You can call me at my store, Farmers Home Furniture. You can reach me through City Hall or on the website. My bio gives you my various contact information as well as my email address.
Good deal.
Chris, I appreciate you doing this. And to the voters in District 5, I'd like to just say thank you for your support in the past and would like for you to give me your support and vote again here for the November 3rd election.
Tim, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you, Chris.
Have a good day.
You too.